Yushami Kalayim Dap Mem Tes. Then Mishnah and Dap Mem Chesam and Beis. Mishnah discusses the halacha, continuing the discussion of the Mishnah we just had, in Ogea, too, if a person plants the gefanim and puts his gefanim on an aris, twitches things on a trestle where they're hanging over. The question is, what if there's a break in the field itself? And between the gefanim, in the kerem, in the vineyard, there's a break between the gefanim. What's the halacha about the space that you're allowed to plant something in the middle? The gefanim in the middle. You're allowed to plant zera in the middle, I should say. So the Mishnah discusses, piskei aris. What is the amount, the measurement, piskei aris, the Mishnah is going to explain, obviously, putting in seed, putting in zera, putting in zerayim, in a field that had an aris, which means that there's two sides on both. The field has kerumim, a bunch of different vines, excuse me, that were planted, and then there's a space, a clearing in the middle. So how much of a space do you have to be able to plant zerayim? And the Mishnah will explain what this means. So the Mishnah says, you need shmona amos v'od. 8 amos and a little bit. Mafulda says it means a tefach. The Gemara doesn't explain this. You have to have 8 amos and a tefach to be considered a space that you need to be able to plant the zrayim in between the gefanim that grow. And the Mishnah is going to explain you in a minute what exactly this case is. The Mishnah takes a minute to just gives you an introduction to this halacha and says, Kol mido sham chacham in bekerem. And all the measurements that chacham gave you in halachas of a kerem, nageya to the din of kelayim, Ein behem va'oid chutz mipiskei aris. There is no set time. There's no numbers that they gave you a set amount plus a little bit more, like we said, an extra tefach, except with the halacha mipiskei aris. Except in the piskei aris, in this the halacha that we're talking about now, which the Mishnah is going to explain about, where there's a space, an opening between the different vines that were planted. That's the only time that the Chazal give us a din of a halacha of where a set amount, where a set amount that you have to do. The midos shemacham ain behem od. It's no halacha, the concern of halacha vineyard, that the numbers are completely exactly a whole plus a little bit more. It's all other areas besides a kerem could be a din of an exact number, but here it's not. What Gemara is going to discuss later, we're going to see in that tomorrow's daf, whether this actually applies to all halakas of Torah, whether it's a set amount for this or in other things as well, we don't find a set amount. We'll see this coming up in the Gemara. But let's understand the case of the Mishnah. What is the case of this Mishnah that we talked about? A little bit difficult Mishnah to read because it starts with right away Piskei Aris, but not telling us exactly what the Metzias is. So now the Mishnah comes in to explain what it is. Eilan Piskei Aris. This is the halacha of a Piskei, the break of a field in a Gefanim. Aris Shechara Bem So. You have a field, an Aris, that was destroyed in the middle. You had many gefanim, and then there was an opening now in the field, and on one side of the opening you have five gefanim, five vines, and five on the other side. So that's considered the case of a piskei aris, which we said in such a case, we'll see how far you have a space where you're allowed to go ahead and plant a gefanim in between. What is the case that we're talking about that you'd be able to go ahead, the space that you're able to have? So the Mishnah defines it. Im yesh mishmona amos, if there are 8 amos between the two different spaces, the space of the five gefanim on the right and five on the left, there's a space of 8 amos and a little bit more of a tefach, lo yavisham zera. You can't go ahead and plant zera. If it's just 8 amos, you can't plant zera there. However, shmona amos v'od, if you have 8 plus an extra tefach, no sin love with us of a zera samad. Then you can go ahead, you give an area, you have a workspace, plus you can go ahead and plant in the remainder of the space, you could go ahead and plant the zerayim there that we would allow you to do if there's 8 amos, mutzumtzumos, if it's just exactly 8 amos, you have 5 and 5, you can't bring zerayim. There's not enough, no other place to work, no kedei avodasa. But if you have the 8 amos and a little extra space, an extra tefach, od, which we'll see, we're talking about it, the tefach or 6 tefach, we'll see in the minute, Gemara will explain in a moment. So there, now look, is that's not that you're allowed to go ahead and plant the zerayim because you have enough space to work away from the gefanim. You have the 8 amos, plus you're able to work the extra tefach, you could go plant over there. But no, somebody, you can plant the extra. And then we should discuss this. Aris, Yotzim, and Akosel, another case, we receive an aris. You have an aris that came out of a wall, Mitok Kerem Mekilah. It came out of a wall with it, which a corner and a kilo, and it ends a corner and the corner section of an as the diagram describes, where it comes out of the corner where it extends into the corner in the Arz Yitzman Akosel Makala. We have Hegefanim going to one side of the gate, and it's not Maksikim Kolera Hageder. It's not the entire space of the wall. The look is not tied the way that the Marfulda explains. It's not the entire length of the wall, but on the corner of the wall, and you have it coming, the Gefanim coming out. No snow does was there. You could go and take the sixth Tvachim area, and you could plant in the rest of the space. You could plant because it's all on the corner on one side. But you'll see, oh man, main Shemab Amos. You have to, you know, four Amos daily of the Shemzera. You can't. It's not enough to have only that you have it a sixth Tvachim area to work. But Yossi says you have to have four Amos in order to be able to work, and we're going to see what's the reason why. Because we consider not just the space between there and the corner of the wall, but Yossi considers the entire wall, the entire area, the entire space that would be considered part of the workspace. And maybe, therefore, that would be where we would tell us you need to have the eight Amos. So that's why Yossi says this not only is the sixth Tvachim good enough, Yossi says you'd have to have the entire four Amos when you go by the measurement of the entire length of the wall, and therefore you won't be able to plant there, zera there, if you don't have the commensurate space that you need. And the Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, a kanim yotzim naris. Or another case, yet kanim reeds that came out of naris extended from the trestle. Chasaleim makosim. Now you want to go ahead, and you want to go ahead, and you want to go ahead. You're figuring it out. Chasaleim makosim. You want to go cut them off. You don't want to. You value them. You value the gafanim. They're growing further out, and you want to. They're coming out of the aris. They're extending from the aris, which now is going to be a problem because you won't be able to go plant the zera there. So now you want to go and cut them off. You want to go ahead and extend them. But chalafaskim. You don't want to cut them off. You don't want to cut them off. You have to cut them off because otherwise you can't plant. But you don't want to because you want them to grow. You want them to continue. So you must connect them with this. So the halacha is you're allowed to go ahead and still plant, connect them opposite them. You're allowed to go ahead and plant these there Zerayim. But if you're going to go make them in a way that they're now considered extending further, and now you're going to go ahead and plant Zerah underneath the part that you expect to go further, that you can't do. That's Aser. Because if you're going to go plant, connect them opposite them, and that right now the Gefanim are not extending there. So the halacha is you're allowed to go do that. Mutal Zerah Shem. You're allowed to do that because it's only growing on one side. But if you're going to go ahead and extend it in a way, you're making it a way that it's going to continue, the gefanim are going to grow along the entire trestle and continue going and continue to grow long all the way across, then our luck is you can't go plant something new there. But it's going to be usher because it's considered that would be a luck would be usher mid the rabbanon because you're going to go look like you're planting things. That's kloy kerem. You're planting things in an area where the kerem is growing to. That would be considered usher. That would you not be able to do that. It's no different than the first case of the last Mishnah that we had yesterday, the afifriyos, the trusses themselves, where you can't plant in an area where it's going to go extend to the growth. Says the Mishnah, however, perach hayotzim naris, if you had a perach, if you had a shoot of one of the grapevines that grew beyond it, that grew beyond it, it grew out of the aris, it's a perach, it's lush nafraka, like a thing that grew from one a particular thing that shot out, and it grew beyond the aris. Now it's going into the area, the space that you set aside to plant your Zerayim. Renosakilim would tell us to Lyabo. We look at it as if you have a line hanging from there, continuing there. And may look into us. It's going to be considered usher to plant anything opposite that, or beneath that, or opposite that. It would be usher to plant. Because even though you didn't intend that, it's only considered a shoot, one small thing that's going out. But since it's coming from there, we look at it as if the entire thing is extended, the Gefanim are extended. And may connect those usher to plant either connect or opposite it, or underneath it, that's considered an issue of kalei kerem. Chayim adolos, same thing. If you have one dolos, you have only one vein, one vine that's considered extended. A pasech v'zmurim ilon takos. You're stretching the vine, go from one tree to another tree. Same halacha applies. You can't plant underneath that. The same idea. Even though lemaisa, you're not right now. There's nothing there. There's nothing growing. But since you're extending it in a way that it's going to go from tree to tree, it's going to continue going all the way across. That's the extension. That's the plan of what you have to do. Then consider it all part of the space underneath it. You won't be able to plant any zera there underneath it, even though right now it's not there. Sifka bechevlo gamay. If, however, you went ahead and you extended it with a rope or with a gem or with a gami or a type of reed grass, then alok is takas sipik motu. You'll have to go in and put it under what you're extending. You'll have to go plant a zera. Wait, what's the reason why? Again, the concept would be because it's not the gefanim themselves. really what you're doing is, it's not really going to go there. But the Marfuga explains, it's not the Zemur and the Ruchakakaka. It will never reach the tree. The vine is never be long enough to reach the next tree. So you take a rope, a gami, or you take a reed, you tie it to the end of the Zemur of the vine, and now it's long enough to extend, to be able to go ahead and rest on the next tree. Then Alaka is Taka Zemura. So still underneath the Zemura, underneath the vine itself, is still us, because now the vine is extended. But Takas Kavla Gami is Sibik Mata. But if you're doing it and you're planting it right under, underneath where you have the vine, where you have the reed or the rope that was tied onto the vine. But the vine itself, the Zemura itself, the vine itself, you can't plant underneath. But if you're doing it under the rope or that you can. Would you let it go plant under that thing that you let it do? Oh, if you're doing it in a way that now the vine, the Zemura, the Geffen is going to extend to go even further, that's the idea. You pulled it in a way that it should continue growing alongside the rope. And now it's not the Hevel or Gami that's extended, but the vine itself is going to be extended. Then Alokas it's Aser. No different than the Mishnah we had yesterday. The same thing applies. You can't plant the Geffen there, even though right now it's not there. But it's Aser because you're going to plant there. It's going to go there. That's a din of Kloy Kerem. It will be considered the Rabbanan Dikka din that it's Aser. So that's the halakha the Mishnah tells you. You have to have, again, back to the halakha of the Aris, Piskei Aris, you have to have eight amas and a mashu, eight amas and a tefak, in order to be able to plant in that space, to be able to plant the zera in the middle between the gafanim. Fake the Gemara. Les hadiplik Rav Zera. The Chodesh Mishnah's argument Rav Zera that we had earlier. Rav Zera, we said earlier, that said that if you have, that we said before, that if you have rows, two rows, the halakha that we had Rav Zera that we had earlier in the Gemara, that we had, if a person plants two rows and you have a space between them, that even if they're 8 amas apart, we don't consider them to be considered, we don't consider them, we don't combine them together. The 8 amas that we talked about, separate between the rows, is nothing to do with the place that's not, they're makam krasin, excluding them, where the trunks of the vines go. That has to be exclusive, an area that's 8 amos, that not at all has anything in that space, not any of the trunks, even though the gefanim themselves don't extend that much, but the trunks extend there, you have to have it 11, you have to have it separate from there. You can't be anything. So when they destroy, they were talking about the aris that in the middle that the vines are destroyed, and we say 8 amos is between is good enough. That's only the case where the 8 amos and there's no and the 8 amos of mashu, 8 amos and a tefak. That's where there's nothing more at all. It's completely open. But if you have the thickness of the vines over there, that would negate the lock of zera. Says it's no good. So the Kara Mishnah is connected from zera. So the Gemara says, no, puzzle, shemon amas for culture. You have to read Taka. The Mishnah is telling you in a case where you have 8 amas and a little bit more, and therefore it's not a stevature of zera. We're talking about, doesn't mean mamash 8 amas, but it means 8 amas or more, like we started to explain, we're fully explained in the Mishnah. 8 amas and a little bit more, a mashu, but to consider it then tafak. And therefore, lab dafka nukah doesn't mean mamish kasamos. Therefore, Rav Zera is talking about where you have mamish kasamos. That's a look as it's no good because you count from the trunks of the tree, it's no good. But we're talking the Mishnah, it's talking about where you have 8 amos and a little bit more than that. That's the case in the Mishnah, umashu. And therefore, if you have a little bit more than a mashu, according to Marfulta, it's even a tefach, then a look would be. Next to the Ikar Geffen, you have that much space in between. If the luck would be, then in the case the Mishnah is talking about where you'd be allowed to go ahead and plant the seeds under there, that would be considered Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is Bechadesh. So the Gemara explains. If the Mishnah is telling you that means 8 amos and more, then why does the Mishnah only say 8 amos? Why does the Mishnah not say it? That's a very important halacha, you're telling me. The Mishnah is saying 8 amos plus something more. But again, a tefach according to Rav Fulda. So if that's what it means more, well, the Mishnah is ikka custom and a sefer. Why didn't the Mishnah tell us that? Says the Rav Fulda, lo melo tana tana shemona amos v'kolchu k'moshe tana v'ot. Like in other cases, you have to have more. Other cases, you learned that before. Why did the Mishnah tell us, which is the ikka point? Otherwise it's a violation, it's a steerer to Rav Zera's halacha. So it's important the Mishnah tell. Why does the Mishnah tell us that? So my answer, lay list this bar with Gidra Rav Yochanan. Don't you hold the sheet of Rav Yochanan, as we just explained. Anytime a Kachama gave you a shear, it includes a tefak as well. That's the shear, that's Yochanan's halacha. So don't you agree to that? So if you agree to that, that's what the Mishnah is telling you. And eight amos, it means Rav Yochanan's halacha, that amos and something more. That's what we seem to agree to Rav Yochanan's halacha, that it always means an extra part of an amma. An extra part of an amma, 1/60th of an amma, 1/8, or whatever. it is more that requires at least a tefach, that would be considered more. That would be the Mishnah is included in that. Therefore, the Mishnah says a little bit more than that, we're talking about, has to be taka more, has to be less than a tefach. The Mishnah didn't learn it. Now, since all you need to have a little bit more, a mashu, you don't have to have a full tefach, the Gemara is saying. You can have even a quarter of Yochanan, saying you can have a little bit more, even an eighth of a of 1/160th, the 1/8th, a little bit, as long as it's something a little bit more than the 8 amas directly, 8 amas mutsumtsum. So therefore, if that's the halakha that we're talking about, the Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah doesn't bother telling you something that's not it's an insignificant amount, is not included. My Fulda explains, the Mishnah is telling you, since we're including that, the Mishnah doesn't tell us a midah that is lama lo tanasle, because it's so insignificant, it won't tell us something that is davamuach, ene magia, I feel tefa. Of course, we halakha is that we know from Yochanan that it's included, has to be included in there. But the Mishnah is not telling you that, because the Mishnah is not going to tell you something of such a small, minor share that the Mishnah would round it off to the closest thing of the 8 amos, doesn't have to tell us the extra amount that we're talking about. Frank the Gemara of Yoni, boy, if Yoni asked the question, the Mishnah is telling you halakha is that it goes like Abedin of the Kerem, that it goes, the halakha is going by 8 amos and not telling us anything more. Frank the Gemara, if so, yes, the Shaila of Yoni, why did the Mishnah tell us simply halakha of the Mishnah? Why don't we simply say in the Mishnah, because maybe the RS. Why don't we just say very simple? It's a very simple statement. All the Mishnah Chachamim tell us, it doesn't just mean meduyak, but it means by all of them has to be a little bit more amount, except for the measure of a chutbis yaris. Why didn't the Mishnah tell us that halakha? In other words, if it's telling us that halakha, so why didn't the Mishnah just say it in such a way that we'll get it clear? Why didn't the Mishnah tell us, simply say in the Mishnah, that's the halakha, chutbis yaris, which will be meduyak. So the Gemara says, Gemara's question is, halakha is that is everything else in the Mishnah, in it, all other measurements in the Torah are meduyak, except for this one over here, which requires a little bit more amount. So therefore, Gemara says, and dafka over here, the Mishnah is telling you the Chiddush. So the question is, why did the Mishnah tell us that? So we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Masechus Menachos, Aseres Kabin Yushalayim, that there are Aseres Kabin Yushalayim. That when we talk about that the carbon, the Nazir has to bring the loaves of bread when it brings his carbon, it's measured 10 Yushalayim, 10 Kabin Yushalami. 10 Yushalami Kabin. That's the amount. Which is what? She sees Eswanim at Dvoyin. That's the amount of 6 Israelians plus a small amount of Dvoyin. A dvoyin is a small amount, which is a small amount that the Gemara is going to tell us what that means. It's a small amount, which is considered 2/3 of a measurement. It's a smaller, so it is the smallest amount that we can envision, we can measure. It's considered by the Esther, like the Rosh Mishlul says, Shlis the Chasin is yours. It's 1/60th less, and 2/3 of 1/60th less. So it's a small additional amount that we have at the Kabbalah Mincha that you would have to bring. The Kabbalah Nazirus would have to bring. The Gemara says, Talamid. The Gemara says, therefore, we see we do include it. So the question is, we see our Mishnah tells us in Halakha is that the other areas are also the Torah telling you that it's also a small amount more. It's not just by the Inyan of a Piskei Arus, the Mishnah is telling you by Chutzmi that, but applies to everything, even by the Nazirus. Kabbalah Nazirus also it's included a little bit extra. So what's the way Yoke was catching the Mishnah is to say it? It's by all cases. The Mishnah can't say it that way. It's a rule by all cases in the Torah, not just by a Piskei Arus. The Gemara says, no, Taman Lemidos. The Mishnah is talking about a case when it's talking about meters, measurements, volume. Kalan Lamos. And here's my case of Amos. So when it's a case, what Mishnah Yochanan is telling Anokanami, when it comes to actual measurements and volume, then I look at Stavka Meduyak. Everything else is exactly a measurement except for Piskei Arus, which is a little bit more, which is 8 amos plus the extra amount. That's with the case that we're talking about over there, that's talking about amos. That's the amish, talking about amos. So the Lugabe, the halakha of volume, mido, so then anachanami, that could be all kinds of halakhas. That, by case, in other case, measurements, or other thing halakha would be such a halakha. We're talking about that there's no other measurement that talking about the din of measurements would be, has to be included. But when we talk about the midos itself, we're talking about the amos, the exact amos, that's meduyak. That would be meduyak. Kan Amos is my father. Medidos Amos. That measuring Amos is not comparable to each other. Back to the Kasha, then why did the Mishnah tell us by Kalayim the measurements? If he's saying by other case, by a case of regular Midos Lach and Yavesh, that's a Meduyek, that's a certain amount. But over here, when it told the Geir to Amos, measurements, if it's a rule of thumb, then Amos always includes more than getting back to the Kasha. Of Yonis Kasha, the good Kasha, why did the Mishnah tell us that Halacha? Moshe said, no, I'll give you another Mishnah. I'll ask you for a different Mishnah. Look, I'll give you a battle with Truma. We know that you need 100, it's Mevatel Truma, Batel B'meya. So the Gemara says, is it Batel B'meya, or do we need even more than Batel B'meya? It's not enough Batel B'meya, but you have to have more. You have to have 100 plus. So the Gemara says, if the Plain Moshe explains this, Plain Moshe says, we talk about the Mishnah by Truma, Echad Ol Echad B'meya. So it doesn't mean Meya, it means Meya Va'od. It means even more. You see, maybe I'm going to ask Mishnah, Od Kavla Meya, so Ashus Lamadama. It's not Javios, it's not just a mayor, but it's also an additional amount, which is what amount? It's a kav per 100 sa'ah, which is shuzla dama, which is a sixth of the measurement of mixture. So it's a little bit more, it's a little bit of an extra, 100th of a sixth of a sa'ah. So we see that in other halachos of Torah is also we give an additional amount. So again, back to Yonis Kasha. What's the Kasha? Why didn't the Mishnah tell us additional amount? It's something in all aspects, all of midos, all midos of Torah. Here we see even in the gear to the din of truma, being mevatel betruma, being batel betruma, we have an additional amount. So it's not limited to this case of Piskei Aris. It's by all halachos. Back to the same Kasha. Again, it's the same Torah. It's kind of midos. The Mishnah is talking about a case of measurement of volume. But Kala Umos, I'm just talking about a case of Amos. And Amos, we go by a share. And Yon is correct again, assuming that Lagabi Din, when we measure it's a din of bench, but all halakhs of Torah, that's when we give an exact measurement, that the halakhs applies to all exact halakha. You don't contain exact, there's no additional, it's only exact an amount. But over here, when the Gaila Amos, that's a different. Now we go ahead, and we do get a halakha that we add on an extra amount to the Amma, not just the limited to the Amma that we said, but even the extra Ammas as well. And what it says, we see that in the air. We see that in another Mishnah. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah in the, we learn in the Mishnah in the Erevin. Amar Rav Yehuda ben Bava. Yehuda ben Bava said, Aloha, Gina v'kapav, she shivim b'shirayim, al shivim b'shirayim. A lot of carry on Shabbos in a karpav, in a gina, in a garden, or in a karpav, as long as it's 70 shirayim, al shivim b'shirayim. As long as you have an area, you have a fence around it, and it's an area that's divided, the fence around it, that's 70 plus a little bit more, divided by 70 a little bit more. So we have a little bit, not shivim, not 70 by 70, but 70 plus a little bit extra, that included into an area that's considered closed. So we see another area where we see, again, we don't count exactly 70 amas, but 70 umashu, 70 and more. Back to the Kasha again. What's of Yonah's question that we should give the exemption of Dafka by Piskei Aris is the extra amount. We see again another case in another sugi in the Torah, another halakas of Torah will be given X amount, and it means more. Shiv Mishraim. So back to the Kasha. What did Yonah asking over here? Why is it Din Mishraim over here? So Gemara says, Shmuel Amma, Bishnei Shishi, Amma, Shanu. But in a case in the Mishnah, where it's two-thirds of an Amma. In other words, we're talking about that we said halakha would be. And you can measure it. It doesn't mean just a set amount. It means the extra amount we talk about is a din of a tefach, a smallest amount. And he says all the other shears that we gave in halakha by Olav Torah, there's not a separate amount. We give an additional more of a tefach. Except the halakha of a aris, that's where we give a din of a tefach. Well, other things we give even a smaller amount. There is an additional amount. He's correct. That by Olav Torah Kula, we do give an additional amount. But the additional amount we give is even a tiny fraction, not even a tum. The only time we have a din of a tefach is only by this Piskei Aris. For the Kasha of Yonah, Bleib Shver, and why does the Mishnah have telling you this halacha? But in all other cases, we don't find it except by Piskei Aris. Why does the Mishnah define for us that Piskei Aris as an unusual halacha? That it's unlike any other Torah, and any other Torah, where we define exactly what the measurement is, exact to the meduyik to the square, and therefore that would be a look. We say it would be applied dafka biskaris, not any other place else. That would be dafka in this case. That's why Yonah's question is Mara never really answered it. Why did the Mishnah tell us this is a rule that doesn't apply to any other case in the Torah? We just tried three different other cases, and each case we gave a teretz to shlug up why it's not a kasha, why we don't include it as well. Continue from here.